This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. About a year ago, a small child in Africa gave me a woven bracelet to thank me and wish me good luck. I tied it to my wrist, and it's still on my wrist, a bit grimy, but I hesitate to cut it off. Why? I guess because it was given to provide me good luck, and I'm afraid I will bring bad luck if I remove it. Maybe silly and superstitious. Life is unpredictable, and we often feel powerless, even vulnerable. Superstitions are rational beliefs that involve the supernatural and give us an illusion of control. One-third of Americans admit that they're superstitious. Crossing our fingers, wearing a certain piece of clothing before taking an exam, or avoiding the number 13, all become forces against bad luck. Research shows that these behaviors can help, not because of hidden powers, but because of their added confidence. They offer us the illusion of controlling outcomes, and they can help reduce anxiety. People connect coincidental events in ways that create meaning and give them a sense of control. Well, it turns out that animals do too. B.F. Skinner, the behavioral psychologist, discovered in 1948 the power of positive reinforcement during his pigeon experiments. One day, the pigeon feeding system in his lab broke down. It began to dispense food irregularly rather than on a fixed schedule. When the pigeons engaged in unusual behaviors like turning around quickly or picking up one leg, and the food was then randomly dispensed, they learned that the behavior led to food delivery. These random pigeon behaviors then became a fixed response to get food. Of course, it didn't work all the time, but even a few times when it did work reinforced that behavior. These are what psychologists call cognitive fallacies. We are all prone to these fallacies. I know a surgeon who performs complicated surgical procedures. When he was younger, he found that having a good luck trinket in the breast pocket of his scrubs was associated with good patient outcomes. Well, this coincidental reinforcement had him repeat the activity to the point that the surgeon now never operates without the trinket in his pocket. Often we arrive at superstitions through social learning or culture. We've learned to avoid walking under ladders. We cover our feet in the house to avoid catching a cold, and we visit certain shrines or temples to promote good luck, such as the Shrine of Fatima or Lourdes. These superstitions are passed down from one generation to the next. It also turns out that 4 out of 5 professional athletes report engaging in at least one superstitious behavior prior to their performance. This includes Michael Jordan, Serena Williams, and Tiger Woods. And superstitions can be institutionalized. For example, many hotels don't label the 13th floor, and airlines avoid having a row 13. So, like my rope bracelet that I refuse to remove, superstitions can help us feel like we have some control in situations where there is often no control. While they make no rational sense, they are usually harmless and can help reduce our worry and give us a boost of confidence. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.